This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas negotiators will remain in Cairo for another day at the request of mediators, keeping ceasefire talks going after 2 days with no breakthrough, an official from the militant group said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan provides more details.
The Cairo talks had been billed as a final hurdle to reach the war's first extended ceasefire. It would be a 40-day truce between Israel and Hamas, during which dozens of Israeli hostages would be freed, and aid would be pumped into Gaza to stave off a famine. Three security sources from host and mediator Egypt told Reuters the warring sides still wanted a deal, but still sticking to demands that had held up an agreement so far. Israel says it is interested only in a temporary truce, during which more hostages would be freed. Hamas says it wants any deal to lead to a permanent end to hostilities.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz in a meeting Tuesday the need to act urgently to enable the delivery of humanitarian aid. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters this Tuesday.
Secretary Blinken and Minister Gantz also discussed efforts to reach an agreement for a six-week ceasefire that would secure the release of all hostages and help alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Miller added obstacles to a Gaza ceasefire are not insurmountable. He said in Washington's view, it is possible to reach an agreement between Israel and Hamas. A U.S. destroyer shot down drones in a missile launch by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward the Red Sea. That's according to the U.S. Military Central Command. The assault Tuesday targeted the USS Kearney, an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. The rebels claimed the attack, though they said they targeted two American warships without elaborating. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy released footage of its sailors fighting.